From NPR News and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, the dollar and the Dow, what's going on with the U.S. economy, a conversation with Slate's Dan Gross. But first, President Bush held a news conference today at the White House. Social Security and the war in Iraq were among the many topics he addressed. NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving was watching the event, and he joins us now. Ron, let's start with Social Security, and let's listen into a little bit of what the president said about that.
If you have a child who's 25 years old, when that person gets near retirement, the system will be bankrupt. And therefore, it seems like to me, and if we wait, the longer we wait, the more expensive the solution. So therefore, now's the time to act.
Ron, did the president give any more details about his plan, such as how he wants to pay for it?
No, Madeline. Actually, the president did not give any more details about how he wants to pay for it. And when he was specifically asked about the estimate of $1 to $2 trillion as a transition cost for getting to personal accounts or private accounts, as some people call them, he said, no, I'm not going to negotiate with Congress in this fashion. I'm going to wait for Congress to come back to me and we'll work out the details, they and I.
Okay, and the other major topic he addressed, Iraq, and he talked about the ongoing loss of American life there. Let's listen into what he said about that.
We weep and mourn when soldiers lose their life, and but it is the long-term objective that is vital, and that is to spread freedom. Otherwise, the Middle East will continue to be a cauldron of resentment and hate, recruiting ground for those who have this vision of the world that is the exact opposite of ours.
So, Ron, no wavering there from the president?
Absolutely not. The president did not bring up Iraq in his own remarks except to talk about the election coming up there on Sunday, and that's obviously very important to the administration's policy. Later in the questionings, a reporter asked him about the helicopter crash and whether he had any more information about it. The president said he did not have any more information, but of course he was saddened by the loss of life. Then later on in the question period, the president did return to it to say that it would be a discouraging day today. He did not make reference to how many people have been killed today. It does appear to be the worst day for loss of life since the invasion began in March of 2003.
The president also questioned about whether he is as resolute in addressing human rights concerns with America's other allies, some in the region, who may have a checkered history with those rights.
Well, he was asked specifically about Jordan and found himself referring to my friend, His Majesty, and then several more references to His Majesty. Clearly, we do have allies in the region that are not democratic, that are not republics. Then also there was reference to Vladimir Putin. There were references to other people around the world, the Chinese, who are not seen as democratic governments. And the president made it clear he sees this as a long-term policy goal. At one juncture in his own remarks, he said, this is a commitment for the generations. So that gives us some time frame.
And anything on troops leaving Iraq? Did he mention that?
I think he made it clear that he was going to leave it up to the Pentagon to tell him how many troops we needed to have there. There was certainly no commitment made to when we would be getting out, except to say we're going to give them an opportunity to build up their own forces, the Iraqi forces, so that those people can keep the Iraqis themselves safe.
And what was the president's demeanor like during this fairly lengthy news conference?
Yes, it was 45 minutes. It was one of his longer press conferences, and it's now the third one he's had since his election, re-election. So right now we're on a one-a-month pace, and that's certainly a departure. I think the president wanted to keep up the momentum from his inaugural speech, and he's got his State of the Union next Wednesday, and he wanted to bridge those two going into the elections in Iraq on Sunday to show that he is resolute in all the stands that he took in his inaugural speech, and to also transfer that energy to liberty expansion within the United States and domestic policy.
NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving, thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.